Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4215. Okay. Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, when I was in high school, I had a math teacher that was really interesting in the way that he approached the subject. He's very, very much able to make it something that was real to the students, something that wasn't impossible, everybody could actually achieve, and that's actually what influenced the kind of my degree path in college was secondary education and mathematics, mm-hmm. And so from just his influence, it just showed me that what math can do. It's pretty interesting.
What do you aspire to be?
I do eventually aspire to be a math teacher in high school. It's something I've always wanted to do. It's something I kind of have a gift for it too. I'm able to teach and get people to understand things.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Hardworking and loyal would be another one.
Describe the word. I'm sorry, world you come from, and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, my father was a cab driver, my mother was a school teacher and a librarian, so it's academic and a lot of just work, and so that's kind of where I got my work ethic from, and being able to, you have to get up every day and do things, or else nothing's going to be able to happen. You can't just do nothing.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, in your opinion?
One of the things that I was able to get me through college pretty well is I kind of have an eidetic memory. And so if I see something, I'll remember it. Like in college, one of the fun things is I could pay attention to class and I would write notes, but I would never look at them again. And then when I was taking the test, I'd just remember what the paper looked like, and I could actually read from my memory what was on the paper.
Oh my god. Okay, do you know how you developed this attribute?
I just remember that when I was having to study things, because I really liked math, but it was really hard, and I would just have to study it over and over and over again until eventually stuff started sticking. I don't know exactly where I got it from, but I do remember it developed eventually.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Just being able to be trustworthy, probably more than anything else, because no matter what somebody can do, if you can't trust that they're going to do it, then it doesn't matter what they can do, really.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I've got a good, I'd have to say, what's the word? Persistence. Being able to stay with something to the end of it, and the least, I would just say, it's just hard for me to get started on things. So I guess the quality, sum it up, is like my procrastination.
Yeah. What quality would you like most to see flourish, and which one would you like to see wither?
Of myself, I would like to be able to be more confident in things that I do, because that's just something haven't been that great at. I mean, I can get started, but I need a good amount of motivation to do it. And the wither, I'd have to say the procrastination. That would probably go away with confidence.
Yeah, right. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Definitely the trustworthiness, like I talked about before, and hard work.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
When we spend time together, usually it's just sitting around and talking, seeing what's been going on with each other, hanging out.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received for your birthday, holiday, or just for any reason, really, and tell me why this gift was so special.
It was more for graduation from high school. It wasn't as much a gift as it was, I was given, my parents co-signed for me to get a car, and I still had to pay for it myself, but because they co-signed, I was actually able to get a pretty decent deal on it. It was good, I think, because it just wasn't something that was given to me.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I did martial arts as a kid. I was really into that, then sword fighting and stuff. I'm still into medieval reenactments and stuff like that.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
I don't really have a favorite book, but the types of books I enjoy are mostly history or historical. Some historical fiction, but mostly like I read military history books for just fun enjoyment, I guess.
What is your favorite word and why?
Okay, it'd have to be us, as in like a group of people all.
What was the last book you read, or movie you saw, or sporting event you attended, or all of the above?
Let's see. Book was like, it's some book that I'm still in the process of reading. It's like the 50, no, or the 100 most decisive battles in history. That's just military history. Movie, I saw Conan when it came out. And then I don't go to sporting events, so.
Okay. What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Hobbies, let's see, I'm still into martial arts and medieval reenactment.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told I look like Tom Cruise, but I didn't believe it. But
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk that you have taken, or maybe an ethical dilemma that you have faced and its impact on you.
Let's see. Achievement. At our work, where I work now, I work at a auto parts store in here in town, and we ended up starting this overnight shift, and I was chosen to run it. And so that was my first time in a management position and working overnight at the same time. It was a good experience, I think. It's not happening anymore, but...
How did that have an impact on you?
I learned a lot more about having to manage, like, with people and being actually in charge of a group of people.
Choose a prominent person, can be living, deceased, fictional, whom you'd like to interview, and why.
I've always wanted to talk to Albert Einstein, simply because when I was younger, I read some kind of story about how he got started into math, and it was that he was given a math book, but he was told that it was a book of puzzles, like games, and that he was supposed to find X, and if he finds X, he wins, and it just, and for him, math was because it was started that way, it was basically a game, and something he did for fun, and I'd just talk to him, see.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had, and explain its impact on you.
I remember my first experience with living on my own. It was in a roommate situation, just moving out, but actually being able to do whatever you want and come and go as you please. It's interesting to have that kind of freedom and see what's actually out there. It's very, what's it called? It shows you just what all can be. Teaches you that food's not always in the refrigerator. If you're not
on top of everything. Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you know now was the right thing to do.
Well, I know there's been risks before when just like, I'm sure this is something people say a lot, just like with dating. People meeting new people, going out and just getting involved, not just with dating, but in new groups and finding things that you want to learn about, but you've just never gone and done. But then once you actually commit and go, and it's kind of scary meeting new people, but it's good, and it turns out well, and you can...
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you? And why? Or in what way?
I remember seeing this and coming across it in college and doing some research into it. It's something called Gödel's Theorem. And it's, well, what it basically says is that anything, any system, like, no matter what it is, if it's designed to, what's it called, describe describe everything in the world, then it's never complete. And it does this mathematical proof of showing how you can always find an exception to it.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? If so, describe this moment and your percepts about it.
The best way I can I've experienced that has actually been in martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be times when you've been practicing for a good amount of time and you don't think you're getting any better. And then you go up against somebody and things literally start to move in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you move in and then they're coming at you and you can literally like see their hand coming slowly. And you're like, what are you doing as you're like moving them out of the way and like throwing them through the air or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize it's not that they're moving slowly, it's that you're moving so fast and reacting to what they're doing faster than they can.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be teaching, if I could actually get a job.
Where right now would you like to be the most?
Here, where in the place where I live, I don't...
You're content?
No, I don't like leaving.
Mm-hmm.
This place or this state.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What is your approach to life?
I've always kind of thought of others more than I've thought of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of is what... It was why I still do the job I do, is because I know that it helps out the people that work there. I don't feel... So I would say my approach to life is just trying to do my best to
take care of others.
Yeah.
And put people before you and you worry about their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most difficult time in your life and how did you overcome these difficulties?
The most difficult time. There was a time in my life where I was in a really bad relationship and I didn't realize it at the time.
So what did you do to overcome this difficulty?
Well, I don't exactly even remember how I got out of it. I just remember that the relationship ended and talking about it, and I'm still kind of dealing with this, but... But getting over it, it teaches you that just not everybody in the world is a good person.
Did your perspective on life change as a result of this?
It's
a rude awakening.
It's kind of a rude awakening also, but it's also this really interesting ability to pick up on that kind of person, just the way they talk or the things that they say.
Yeah, you can kind of look out for that now. You kind of know how to spot it.
And you can see it, and you can realize that, like, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I always enjoyed chess.
Do you have a favorite dinner or a favorite food item?
I like steak. It's delicious.
Yes.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4215.